Dad?
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Dad, they said that you had to make sure you got the party's agreement. Let me pick this other phone up. I can hear you better.
I couldn't make it from that phone call because you have to have press time, and I didn't have one on that one. But how are y'all doing?
Well, I felt rough today.
Did you find any more on that surgery?
Well, he said I had gallstones. That's all I know.
And they ain't going to tell you when you're going to have them took out or anything?
Nah, that's up to me.
Oh, okay. I talked to Flo, and she said that, you know, if I'd let her have a little bit of notice, that she'd try to get me 4 days off so I could come down. I told her I didn't know how long it would take or anything. She said she'd do her best to get me time off to be down there with you. I didn't really give her much of a choice. I told her if she didn't, that I was going to go anyway. So she said she'd try to work with me and get it worked out so I could. I told her that, you know, I hadn't been in there in a long time, that I definitely wouldn't be there.
I ain't going to have it done unless it's just a have-to case.
No, I didn't figure you would. That's why I told her. I said he won't do it unless they have to, but if they do, I told her I was going to be there. Your arthritis still bothering you?
Oh, God, yes.
I haven't been having no problem with arthritis, but I got some medicine, or not, it wasn't medicine, it was degreaser at work on my feet. Broke my feet out all over.
God.
I mean, just little tiny, any little tiny bumps all over the place. It's, if I keep my shoes on, I don't scratch it, though. Did you let me lay down and I'll... Andrew said, you're like an old guy with mange scratching your foot. He'll wake me up shaking me. Quit scratching. But it itches. I said it was just a real bad allergic reaction to it.
Yeah.
So, ain't much I can do. I got to work in it.
That's right.
I don't know if I'll come immune to it or... But it's only on my feet where I got the stuff at. I got it about full strength on my feet. So... I guess I'll have to put it with it.
Yep.
You heard from Dabu?
Who?
Deb. That little Deb.
Yeah.
That, I call her Dabu. She gets mad at me.
Eugene and them, they come up last night.
They did?
Yeah.
How are they doing?
They doing all right. They wanted to borrow some movies.
I ain't that long enough usually to watch movies. I went into work yesterday morning at 4 o'clock, and I went in this morning at 4 o'clock. I had to be there before work.
Yeah.
I get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-mm.
And I go to work. I got off at 3 yesterday, and I got off at 4 today, so I pulled an 11-hour and then a 12-hour. So most of what I done was slept. I got some kind of virus. I got little fever blisters all over my lips. I got one on both sides of my lip and then one right in the middle of my lip going up to my nose with a cold sore in my nose.
You got some kind of cold. Cold causes that.
I know they hurt. I can feel them as it's coming out.
Blisters. Sours.
Before they ever get up, I can feel them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ow! I as I come up, I stood here and I said, "One's just coming up by." He said, "Oh, you can't tell." I said, "I can tell. I can feel it under the skin." And it'd be a big one before it was over with.
Jungun's doing all right.
Yeah. Boo just drug him a box full of shoes in here. He broke his shoe string. He said he was hunting another shoe string to take out one of these other shoes. Chris, why is this something's burning? But they're mean. I got their report cards. You wouldn't even want to know their grades. Hank's the only one passing grades. Boo and Crystal's got D's and F's. How much better did you do, Crystal? I think she may have got one less F in the boo or something. Two F's, two D's. Oh, Crystal, you didn't get no A, B's, and C's. Boo got a B in gym. Boo got him one, two F's, two D's, and one B, and one incomplete. Does that sound like I'm doing good?
Oh, yeah.
They just doing perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And Crystal's looking much better. You know what gets me, though? You can ask them, say, do you have homework? No, Mommy, I don't have no homework. And you're like, now, if you don't have no homework, how are you making straight F's? Something just ain't adding up, though.
That's right.
Boo says it's because they don't like him.
Well, that's what Eugene and them used to do. Ask them if they had any homework. No.
You know, sometimes I think Boo's right about not liking him, though. Because he's hyper. Some of them teachers are getting so old, they need to retire. They cannot handle no hyper child. I think they got him another class, like a few of them I've heard that's graduated from Williamsburg. Because from my understanding, there's a lot of wild kids in those classes. That's supposed to be a mean little group. So, I don't know.
Henry working?
Yeah, he's at work. You know that he's been working. He's been working 7 days.
Yeah, you told me last time I talked to you he was working 7 days.
I hate that too, Daddy.
Yeah, that ain't no life.
Well, between me working days and him working evenings,
well,
I never see him.
Mm-mm.
And when I work nights, he works nights, and then we either have to leave the kids by themselves or find someone to come up here and sit with them. The last few times we've left them by themselves. Crystal's old enough and Boo, they can stay here in the house. They don't open the door, but golly, Daddy, I ring the phone off hook when I do that.
Yeah.
You know, Daddy, you used to leave us at home. We didn't have no phone or nothing.
Mm-mm.
And you didn't seem to, you know, I guess you did worry.
Yeah.
But you wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Man, I call these kids. It drives me crazy till the time I get home. Did it do you that way? Or were we just more responsible?
Well, back then, people wouldn't like they are now.
Well, see, the other night, I left them by themselves. Time, Saturday night, they had some escaped convicts or something like that got out and went from Knoxville. Well, they found their car behind the bank in Corbin. And they said they were in this area at large. It was supposed to be a little 16-year-old girl, an older black man, about 43, they said, and then a white man. Now, young ones, about 16, 17 years old. And they said they were going to be considered armed and dangerous, that they were robbing and killing. You know how bad that bothered me when I heard that at work, and these kids hear what I said?
Yeah.
I called Henry's brother, and I told him, I said, go up there to them. I said, they won't let you in until I call them. I said, but go up there. And I called them. I told Grant to go in front of the window so they could see him. And they let him in. But Daddy, it like to drove me crazy, so I got someone up there to him. I don't know. It just eat at me, buddy. It was like, God, if something must happen to him. I guess I'd have walked out if I couldn't got someone to come to him. That's how it was bothering me. Anymore, I don't know. People don't leave their kids, but, well, there's a lot of them up here, Dave. I shouldn't say there ain't a lot of them that does, because there is. There's more latchkey kids than there is anything else now, they say.
Yeah.
They call them latchkey children. Mine ain't latchkey children. They don't come home to a house empty. We make sure they're here before we leave. Don't know if that's any better or not, but but they only had to stay one night by themselves last week, and then they didn't get to stay all of it. This week I got all days. I think I threw such a fit overnight they put me on days. I hate nights.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get home till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. then I had to get up and take his kids to school next morning. I was like, golly, bum.
That's rough.
I can't come home and go straight to sleep.
No, when I worked at Murray, I couldn't come home and go straight to bed.
Well, I can't. It's like I'm wide awake.
I work second shift at Murray,
mm-hmm.
and I'd go in of a night, and it'd be, well, I'd get home about 12 o'clock, and I wouldn't go to bed till about 1. Then I'd have to get up and get the young ones off to school. Yeah.
I get home, it's usually between 1 and 2 o'clock. Anywhere in between 1 and 2, depending on if we close at 11 or 12. And who I got closing and whether or not they want to get out of there if they're wanting time. If they're wanting time, I'm in trouble. I'm better to send them home to do it myself. Because they'll mess up behind themselves just to get the time.
Yep.
But I come home, and you know her. One morning, I had to go back in and open up. Well, I not open, but I had back at 7 o'clock. I got home about 2:30. How I got in bed, it was about 3:30. And I had to get back up at 5:30 to go to work.
Cool.
Yep. But she informed me that we hadn't even seen the worst to come yet. She said that she's going to have us closing one night and opening up the next morning.
Hmm.
And if I open up, that means 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
I was like, oh, my God. When I find me a place to prop up my elbow and go to sleep on her, she'll know why, too.
Yeah. Be sleepwalking, taking orders.
Only bad part about it is anymore she don't never let me take orders, Daddy. She sticks me on that stupid back line making sandwiches. I dress sandwiches in my sleep.
Yeah.
You don't know, I make bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, sausage biscuits, platters. Then we're going to lunch with them big old Hardee's and those Hardee's with cheese, and I dress every one of them in my sleep. I'll go through the whole day. I'll go to sleep and I'll dress sandwiches just like I did at work all night.
Yep.
And you're like, now wait a minute. But I will. I'll dress them out. I guess so.
Well, how long do you get to talk on this?
30. 30 minutes. That ain't bad, is it?
No.
I figured it was worth it. We never did talk about nothing we care for anyone here in no way.
I don't care.
No, I didn't. It's supposed to be for educational purposes or something like that. And I thought, well, we don't never talk about nothing private.
No.
These phones ain't very private no ways.
No.
I think I'd rather write it on paper and send it to me if it's going to be private. Well, we had us good snows here lately.
Had what?
Good snows. Now we got floods.
Oh, we've had storms. We had one here last Thursday. It blowed the roof off of the city hall over here.
We had a storm this morning. Sounded like it was going to tear the top of our house off. When I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Ooh. There wasn't no lightning or nothing, though. Just wind.
Yeah. It done that down here last night, all night. Now, it thundered and lightning here.
I didn't, you know, if it did, I didn't see any.
Well, at 10 o'clock last night, it was thundering and lightning. Because Eugene and them, they stayed till nearly 10 o'clock, and we got to bed at 10.
Oh, man, it poured the rain.
Oh, yes, it did here, too.
Man, it rained. It was raining so hard this morning that I put a coat over my head and ran to the car to start it and then come back.
What time?
This was at, well, I was getting ready to leave, so it's about 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
About 3:30.
I know it wasn't raining here at 7, or a little before 7, when Carolyn left to go to work.
It was still pouring up here at 7.
Really?
Yes. It was pouring, and then it turned to snow. It's snowing off now right now.
Well, the temperature here has been falling ever since this morning.
Well, it's cold up here already. I mean, cold.
It's 30-something degrees here.
I don't know how cold it is here, but I know we got it's been snowing off and on. It started in the early morning snowing here. Temperature dropped real fast. I went outside and it was snowing. I was like, whoa. That's a big change from rain to snow that fast. It was warm this morning.
It wasn't here.
Oh. It was here. It was warm except the wind was blowing. Wind would try to blow you away when you walked out the door.
Yeah. That's the way it was down here.
And our roof's leaking again.
Mine ain't never stopped.
Well, I think mine stopped now. Start right back again. And man, Henry, I reckon what we're going to do is put the income tax, put 10 on this. I don't know if we'll be sorry for it or not.
I think you will.
Today, I don't know what to do. We put that road roofing on it, and everybody said that roof was so uneven that we could not put that shingles.
Yeah.
I said if we put shingles, it would leak worse than what was leaking now.
It's possible.
Because it's real unlevel. It's humpy.
Yeah.
And what it is that oak wood.
Yeah.
Oak boards. Inch thick oak boards.
I'm thinking about putting shingles over my bathroom. That's where it leaks.
Well, ours is leaking in our bedroom and in the boys' room and in Crystal's room. When we put the roof on, believe it or not, the house is leaking on the other side.
Maybe you just change the holes.
That's all I can figure we've done. Because it was leaking in the dining room and in the kitchen and in the living room.
Yeah, you've just put the holes somewhere else.
That's all I can figure. I thought, golly. And I'll say, we had our ceiling to fall in our bedroom. Two pieces of sheetrock come down. It plowed Henry to the bed. Henry said, you missed it. If you'd have just been here, he said, it planted me to the bed. And he's talking about it. A little bit later, me and Hank went down and was laying down. Another piece come down. If I hadn't swung Hank over to the other side of the bed, it'd got me and him both. But I don't know. You know how you can just hear something creeping?
Yeah.
I heard just a creep. And I knew that one side where Henry was at done fell. So I flopped Hank all the way over there. And it missed the, it hit the window over there and went, whoosh, and hit the window and then fell to the floor. It'll probably plow me and Hank come through the bed if it hit us.
Yeah.
I don't know. And everybody keeps saying, when are you going to fix that roof? I told him, I said, we got the stuff to fix it, but we're not going to fix that bedroom roof until we get the roof up on the house fixed. It won't do me no good to put new sheetrock up there until it quits leaking.
That's right.
I just have to spend the money again to replace it again.
Yep.
Everybody's trying to get me to replace it now. Is 10 real bad for leaking, too?
Yeah. Sure is. That's what I got on this house.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know where it's leaking at.
Well, see, that's what Henry's mom... Her roof's leaking, and she can't tell where it's leaking at. And they got 10. She said she thought it was running, leaking and running.
That's what I think mine's doing, running the rafters.
That's what she said. She thought it was leaking and running down.
I've had William go upstairs when it was raining, and he couldn't find no water running down.
Buddy, I can see leaks in my attic. Looks like nail holes.
That's what it is.
But I can't get them to stop, and we go up behind them, and we can't see them.
Well, you got to have somebody upstairs and somebody on top of the house, and the one upstairs have to peck on the roof where it's leaking at.
In the middle of a rainstorm?
Yeah.
Lord, how much. See, I'm going to be the one in the attic.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be the one on top of that house.
Put Henry up.
I put him up there. It's real steep. I can see it now. It'd slide off her. Mm-mm. I wish it slid before. I think it might be licking around the meter thing in one place.
Yeah.
Right where the meter. I don't know if it's a meter or some kind of exhaust pipe, but it sticks up out of the house. One of them is a meter thing because it's got wires running out of it, I believe, because it had a piece of tin around it. But we tarred it heavy.
Get you some of them aluminum-headed nails.
We did. Those big ones?
Yeah. They got aluminum on the head of them.
Well, they do. We got some of those roofing tacks with aluminum heads.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we got some of those. This roof is full of them. Henry had Roger come up and help him on one side of it.
Yeah.
Roger convinced him that it would fall through with him, that it was too rotten for him to get on. So he let Roger nail it, and you were up in the attic. And, Daddy, you wouldn't believe the nails that he put through that roof. I mean, thousands and thousands of nails. It, you know how those little nail beds look?
Yeah.
When they show them on TV, that's what it looks like. Looks like a nail bed. He puts many nails in it.
Why?
I don't know. I told Henry, I said, we cannot afford him to be on that roof. I said, he uses too many nails.
Maybe that's the reason it's leaking.
It ain't leaking on that side, though.
Oh, okay.
And that's the first side we done. Like I said, it was leaking, and it quit leaking. Now it's the other side. And at one place, I ain't sure, I don't like you are, but I don't know if it's running or what. But now some of them in Billy's room, I can see it leaking. It did. You hear him?
Yeah.
It started running straight down.
You can see where it's coming from in the bathroom, but I don't know where it's coming in at up on top of the house.
And that's where it is. I can see in the attic where part of it's coming in at, like in the boys' room.
Yeah.
But in our room, I couldn't find where it was coming in at. But I can't place it on top of the house when I'm in the boys' room, though. Well, I thought about sticking bubble gum up in that hole. See if that'll help any. Get up there and chew me a bunch of bubble gum, poke a hole full. I figured that tar would eventually run down and fill those holes up. But it might be too thick. Henry says there's some little cans of black tar up in the attic from an old tar and paper. Not ours, but he said it was from the old timey days that you heat up.
Yeah.
He said he's going to take and pour it all over that roof up there.
I've done everything to this and over the bathroom, and it still leaks.
You know what he's wanting a tin roof for, don't you?
Mm-mm.
He said he loves to hear it rain on it.
Oh, I do.
I do. But I don't need nothing else to make me sleep. It just hitting that air conditioner, and I'm saying I won't get up. It hits that air conditioner, go, ding, 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 ding. It sounds just like a tin roof to me. Oh. Dad still having trouble with her back?
Yeah, she's complaining with it.
Well, when I got off from work today, my foot was swollen so bad. On one of them, well, I guess I probably switched my weight or something, that it was actually cutting into my leg. I had to untighten my shoe or my boot because it comes up to, past my ankle.
Yeah.
I had to actually untighten and loosen it so it quit cutting into my leg. I mean, it's where I've been on them. Can't stand them as long as I do without even sitting down. They give out eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started to call you last night and didn't get around to it. I went to sleep. Like I said, I've been sick. I've been sick and I didn't want to get up. Hear that?
Yeah.
Fasting. Both fasting on Crystal over drying clothes. It gets her all the time over. They blame it on each other all the time. one of them turned the dryer on and overdried a whole load of clothes. I mean, they were dry. We got a gas dryer, so you can imagine.
Yep.
Not real bad for it. But now they're all three arguing about it, so I don't see who's going to win, but one of them probably will. They're supposed to come on campus for about 30 minutes, is it? You've seen William?
Uh-uh.
I wonder. I ain't heard from Huey or William in a long time. I called Huey, I think, the last time out. It's been a while, though. Christmas, the way it was. And I don't never keep using his phone number long enough to call him.
He don't have one.
I'll call him one time and it won't be there next time.
He's moved again.
What, Deb still got her phone?
Yeah.
I called her. Well, I can't even remember when it was now. She tell you I called her?
Yeah.
I can't remember when it was. I try to call every once in a while. She ain't called me since the first time she called, give me her number. She ain't called me at all. She waits on me to call her.
Yeah.
It's cheaper that way. I shouldn't say that, should I?
Well, that's the truth.
You call me more than any of them do. I figure. I'm the one that moved away. It's my place to call.
Not necessarily.
Well, Deb ain't working right now either, so maybe why she don't call me that much.
She's babysitting.
Is she still babysitting?
Yeah.
Did she ever go to court?
On what?
On that stuff that was going on.
I don't know.
She told me that girl was having her subpoenaed or something. I was like, oh, well, that's your mess.
Yep.
She gets into more messes like that. And I don't see how they can take you to court on hearsay from her hearing someone say something.
I don't see how they could either. But
you know what I'm saying? Oh, I heard him say this and I heard him say that. I thought that was always called hearsay.
It is.
And it wasn't no irrelevant evidence. Henry's making more than me, Daddy.
He is?
Yes.
We'll make him get him a different job.
I'm going to. I told him, I said, it ain't right. I said, I work more hours and get less money. This last week. Somehow, because they called off work, it don't make much sense. They called off work out there. After he worked 32 hours, he got paid rest overtime. During that snow, they called off one day of it, so they counted. They started counting his overtime before it was even overtime.
Hmm.
That doesn't seem fair to me either. But he gives it to me, so I better not complain too much.
No.
I was trying. He made $300-something last week. It wasn't bad.
No.
That was boring home. I forgot what he made gross. $400-something, I believe.
That's good.
Making more than I do. He seems to like it, but they're talking about doing if they can't get some more contracts in, doing a layoff. So he'll probably be the first one laid off.
Yep.
And they'll be like, ugh. But if he gets laid off, I'm going to have him do some work on my car. My brakes ain't wanting to stop me no more.
Uh-oh.
The red light keeps coming on saying, break! And Henry said he thought it might be the master cylinder because he's put everything else on it.
That's what it probably is.
Yeah, come up real bright red.
Yeah.
A lot of times there ain't no brakes at all, and then you hit them real hard, and you know, it scares you because they ain't going to stop. and it locks up and slides you.